3 days before our vacation, my wife and I had no idea where we were going to be able to go. We'd been too busy to think about it and too broke to pay for it. And then some friends supplied a beautiful spot in the Rocky Mountains. You know, God is really a great vacation planner. Well, we had the joy of looking out a window each morning at the majesty of Buffalo Mountain, all 12,000 plus feet of her. One night, the temperature dropped to some winter lows, even though it was just early fall. My wife had gotten up before sunrise that morning. She said, "Honey, get up. You got to see this." The mountain was covered with a beautiful blanket of new fallen snow. And then just above the mountain was this crown of puffy white clouds. Directly over all of that was a full moon that was softly lighting the whole thing. I mean, it was awesome. And then there were the two early risers in the parking lot. One guy came out on his way to work, saw that magical scene, and just stood there frozen, gazing at it for the longest time. He was awed by it, as we were. Then guy number two came running out on his way to work. He's got his lunchbox in his hands. His eyes are looking straight ahead. He hustles right to his car, speeds away. What a contrast between the two men. One stood amazed, and one was too busy to even notice. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about racing past the glory. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. And God asks an unsettling question here. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? See, God's offering us a gift that cost him a lot, and some people are running right past it. God's most glorious work is not a moonlit snow-crested mountain or sunset or even the amazing universe out there. No, it's what happened on a Roman cross and 3 days later at a garden tomb. It's wrapped up in these seven words, if we ignore such a great salvation. Obviously, salvation means someone's in trouble, right? And needs deliverance, needs a rescue. You and I are in big trouble with God, according to the Bible. Romans 6:23 says the wages of our sin is death. And as good as we might be, or religious, we like to think we're okay. But the judge before whom we must stand says, quote, "For all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God." Spiritually, we're on death row. That's where this salvation comes in. God sent his one and only Son to die our death penalty because of his awesome love for us. Then 3 days later, Jesus wielded the knockout punch on death. He proved that he alone can deliver eternal life. He did it by rising from the dead. Who else did that? Jesus loves you enough to die in your place. He's powerful enough to blow the doors off of death. And all that to give you a way to belong to God. Such a great salvation. But you might be missing it, like that man who raced past the glory of the scene on that mountain. Maybe you've been running right past the glory of what happened on a hill where Jesus died for you. You've been busy working, caring for your family, pursuing your pleasure, running right past. The one thing you cannot afford to miss. Isn't it time you stopped running and stood amazed at the cross of Jesus Christ? Isn't it time to say, "Lord, I've ignored the glory of what you did for me, but no more. I'm yours." Don't you want to belong to him? You ready to experience this love, this power that has changed lives for 2,000 years? This could be your day to begin with him. Go to our website, will you? It'll take a very few minutes there for you to see how you can be sure you belong to Jesus. Go to anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Okay, a person is drowning. A rescuer throws him a rope. He ignores it and he dies. Not because there was no salvation, but because he ignored it. Jesus has thrown you a rope that's anchored to his cross. Please, don't ignore it. Don't miss him.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.